Chapter 19, The Secret of Youth. It was time to prepare for the astrological ritual, and the students went for ablution. Angela and Ruslan helped her grandfather to undress.
If youth knew, if old age could, he grunted.
The waters of the mountain lake were crystal clear. At the bottom, you could see colorful stones that had been carved by the water. Small fish swam around. Ivanich went into the cold water, squirming, and dipped 3 times.
Ooh, that's cold water, he said as he stepped out of the lake and onto the shore.
The water washes away all the harmful emanations from a person, Angela explained, helping him dry off. That's why in India they do ablutions all the time, and even Arabs in the desert, where there is no water, wash their feet before namaz, she said.
Yes, indeed. I feel so light, as if I had cleansed myself of something, Ivanich remarked.
Ruslan and Arthur swam to the other shore, overcoming the unpleasant sensation of the icy water. The glistening surface of the lake reflected the clouds in the sunset rays, the beautiful fir trees standing along the shores. The distant snow-capped peaks of the mountains glittered in the sun. The night of the full moon had come, and people were seated in the ancient observatory in a certain order, preparing to accept the cosmic influence.
The Earth is intimately connected with the cosmos, Prajna began to explain. And, at certain moments, planetary influences descend from there to the Earth. And, if at that moment you create a program of thoughts, images, and emotions, it will be strengthened by this influence and will be embodied on the Earth. In the past, people knew it well. That's why a lot of rituals were performed at full moon, when the moon forms a certain interaction with the sun and the Earth, and its influence is especially strong. Both moonless nights and eclipses are also important, but they are destructive. And in these moments, it is good to discard everything unnecessary. Unnecessary bad habits, relationships, diseases, unnecessary contacts, bad thoughts. But in the modern world, only Easter and Catholic Christmas occur during such influences. And birthdays, if a person celebrates them on the right day. But what program does he set during drunkenness, general debauchery, and senseless state? Only destructive. That's why we all live so badly. The ancients sacredly honored all such dates and conducted rituals during them. That's why it's said they lived in a golden age. And although they did not have atomic bombs, they had the knowledge that gives prosperity and happiness, now lost by people. And this is what the ancient priests taught their neophytes. And if modern universities do not give this knowledge, they will not be useful. And even on the contrary, will cause harm to people. After all, technical progress without spiritual progress has brought the Earth to the threshold of destruction.
Prajna paused and smiled enigmatically, looking at the old man.
Let us perform a ritual to rejuvenate the elder Ivanich, because he needs help now more than any of us, so that he has time and health to complete his life spiritually. Imagine him young and healthy, and at the moment of the moonrise, when its rays pass between the 2 guard slabs,
Prajna pointed with her palm at 2 ancient stones embedded on the ground.
Send this image, pumped with good energy, to him.
Don't do it! Don't do it! I'll die peacefully as it is,
Ivanich protested.
I'd rather let this ritual help other unfortunate people.
No, old man, said Prajna confidently. It is not for nothing that God brought you here. This ritual is for you.
Yes, Ivanich, we want to help you, Prajna's disciples began to say in unison. They sat down and, repeating the mantra with concentration, began to cultivate the desired image. After a while, the students felt that a special flow was forming around them, and the whole space was filled with a shimmering energy field. Alice, as one of the most sensitive students, saw the crossing spirals of cosmic currents. The moon was rising. The disciples gathered in the clearing, and, by Prajna's sign, chanted a mantra. In the morning, Ivanich was unrecognizable. It was as if he had become 10 years younger, moved and talked more vigorously, swam across the lake, and helped to gather wood for the fire. When everyone had settled down for a tea of healing herbs, Lyria asked Prajna, "What is the rejuvenation and aging of the body connected with?"
"First of all, it is connected with the work of Svadhisthana Chakra, i.e. the sexual center. It is clear that when a person is sexually mature, it is a sign that he has become an adult. And when the activity of the center stops or decreases, he becomes old and prepares for death, as the body has fulfilled its program of reproduction. Some primitive creatures die immediately after reproduction, giving room for new individuals. The human body has almost the same mechanism, except that humans are designed to reproduce repeatedly. But the work of Svadhisthana can be renewed and strengthened by special Sampo exercises. Women go through menopause, wrinkles are smoothed out, the body becomes younger. Men also regain lost sexual function and return 10 years back. Yesterday's ritual is a part of this ancient system, and I will show it to you and Ivanich. It is closely connected with the acceptance of cosmic influences," Prajna explained in detail. "And at what age does a person's sexual energy usually awaken?" Alice asked. "Is it necessary to prepare a teenager for this?"
"There is no proper sexual culture now," Prajna admitted regretfully. "A child is sexually mature by about 14, that is, an adult. But his upbringing is directed that he should mature only by 18, and this creates a conflict between body and upbringing. The child wants to prove his adulthood, independence, and the so-called difficult age begins. He rebels, wanting to be recognized as an adult. He starts smoking, drinking, swearing, showing aggression to prove that he has grown up, and he falls into the trap of bad habits. And aggressive challenge can lead to crime. In weak children there are mental deviations, schizophrenia, because the body dictates one thing, and education keeps it in the net, and there is an internal conflict. In ancient times, much earlier, a person was recognized as an adult, somewhere by the age of 14, and the child's desire to assert himself was directed in the right direction. Boys were prepared for initiation into manhood through trials. They had to survive alone in the forest, get a beast, endure any difficulties. The child prepared for this and channeled his sexual energy in a positive direction, mastering weapons, acquiring the ability to survive, and other useful skills. In modern society, this can be replaced by sports, not only physical, but also mental. When a child achieves certain results, he or she is considered an adult. But it should not have such a detrimentally formal character as is currently practiced at school. Because of this, such competitions are often rejected by the adolescent himself, considered something imposed, not corresponding to reality. The same should be true for girls, only in their sphere. Otherwise, they just dream of a prince, having read books, and at the same time still play dolls, not preparing for real life, to a sober look at the partner and the art of interaction with him, because of which many marriages are almost immediately broken up. And the rest live in squabbles and scandals, torturing each other and not understanding how to live in love and harmony, because it is not taught neither in school nor in university. And parents talk only about storks and cabbage, without preparing their children for life together.
After the spiritual talk with Prajna, the practices of merging with the elements and trees began in a pure place, far away from people. They were particularly impressive and brought the disciples a new, unusual, and very valuable spiritual experience. Ivanich embarrassedly admitted that he had a sexual desire.
"This is normal," said Prajna. "Your rejuvenation is in progress, and this energy will be used to improve your body."
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.